Pakistan Army headquarters in Rawalpindi came under siege around noon on Saturday as armed militants dressed in military uniform tried to enter the heavily armed complex in Rawalpindi. After being barred from entering the headquarters, the heavily armed attackers took up positions throughout the area and began firing at the troops in a gun battle that lasted 45 minutes. Army gunship helicopters arrived on the scene shortly afterwards, and soldiers managed to kill four terrorists and apprehend one. Military officials later said that two or more militants were still at large after reports of sporadic gunfire in and around the compound. The shootout also left at least six troops, two of them high-ranking officers, dead. It comes as the army prepares a major operation against the militants.
See, you can't take too much on your hand. From clearing the Malakand area, Swat is fairly peaceful right now. There are small pockets, two small pockets left, which they are clearing up, and the Taliban are under pressure. It will take a few more weeks for them. They might re-emerge, some attacks here and there, but by and large, Swat is cleared. Now, if they take too much, it's like saying biting too much. Once Malakand area is cleared to a large extent, then possibly it will be in South Waziristan, and it looks on the cards that within a week, 10 days, an operation might start in that area.
The gun battle follows a series of bombings in northwestern Pakistan. In a car bombing on Friday, 49 people were killed in Peshawar, and the bombing of a UN aid agency on Monday killed five in Islamabad. It also shows that the militants still have the ability to hit at the very heart of Pakistan's security apparatus, despite recent military operations against them. As the military plans to conduct Operation Path of Salvation to eradicate militancy from South Waziristan, what they call is a center of gravity, the pro-Taliban militants who claimed responsibility for this attack seem to be one step ahead. The new Pakistani Taliban chief, Hakimullah Masood, had vowed to avenge the death of Baitullah Masood, killed in a drone strike on August 5th. This attack on the general headquarters of the Pakistan Army, analysts believe, sends a clear message that no government or private institution, no matter how secure, can be safeguarded from militant attacks. It's high time now that the Pakistan Army responds with an iron fist before more deadly attacks claim innocent lives. In the garrison city of Rawalpindi, Sid Kefi, Press TV.